Selected Series is designed to produce a platform for an individual to tell their story and inspire listeners, but most importantly, create genuine conversations. For the listeners out there, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Cool. My name's Johnny Flores. I reside in Yucaipa, California, of course, right?
Yes, sir.
And yeah, man.
You do have to elaborate on it, huh?
Elaborate a little bit. A lot of people call and they'll be like, "How do you pronounce your city, Yucaipa?" They always get it wrong. It's Yucaipa, you know.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I was raised there in Yucaipa, man. Okay. 28, man. 28.
That's where you're from.
Where I'm from, dude. I'm born in Redlands. Grew up in Yucaipa. Been working 9 to 5, you know. And I do video on the side, things like that. Trying to be creative. A little bit of music here and there. Go out with some friends, you know. Basic life, I think, you know.
Cool.
But that's me, man. That's my little story.
that's not all you, man. You're gonna tell us a bunch of stuff.
I got you, dude. I got you, man. Hopefully.
Yeah.
It's like a little boring story about like I wake up every morning and everything. I make coffee and
like Goonies when they're like, "Tell us everything." He's like, "Well, then I was third grade." He's like, "Not everything."
Yeah.
No, it's vital though. Continue if you're not done.
No, go ahead, John. That's my little intro, man.
For sure,
little intro.
We're fresh to this, so, you know.
Be
patient with us. We like to talk and bullshit just like the rest of you guys, too. I'm Sean. I go by Bad Brain, MAC Imagery. Not even to plug, but that's what the connection is today.
Do so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me plug, too, man. I should have done that,
Salute to Nomadic Motions, man.
Nomadic Motions. That's my little name.
We wouldn't be here without each other on the real.
Yes, sir.
That's real. Respect that, for sure. But from Cabazon. Nobody knows where the fuck that is unless you're local or because it's the main artery, the 10 freeway runs through that shit. You know what I mean? Like Pee Wee Herman's fuck the T-Rex. Like,
yes, sir.
That's the OG T-Rex right there. You know what I mean? That's the stomping ground. So that's the mascot, all that. I think what's dope about telling them where we're from is like a lot of people ask that question. What do you do out there? What's out there? And it's like, I don't know. What the fuck is anywhere else? You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, it's home, homie. Like, you know what I mean? It can be where
I try to come up with things like, oh, yeah, we got hikes.
I mean,
laser tag, man.
I'm talking like local to local. I'm talking like local, like people from Banning will ask that. And it's like, what's the Banning?
You're not that
I mean,
far.
I'm from where you're from. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing like crazy. We ride dirt bikes. I don't know. What do you want?
Right,
like, it's
right.
Dirty. It's dirt. Like, but we grow up out there. I don't know. But what I'm getting at is I like where we're from, our area, and then journeying out to other places we've never been, but coming back home type of shit. So that's where we're from. You guys know what it is. You guys are part of the region.
Cabazon's like half an hour away from Yucaipa.
Is it?
There, yeah,
I get to Yucaipa in 15 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
I'm on a rocket.
Yeah, driving, huh?
Dude, I drive slow,
that's why it's
man.
No big deal to me with you. Slow. I'm like,
why do you think it took me 2 hours to get your house, man? I was on the slow lane.
He took the streets. He didn't even get on the highway. Yucaipa's all grapevined out and shit, too.
Grapevined out, man.
Nah, yeah. So, that's the general idea. That's where we're from.
Yeah, man.
Inland Empire, basically.
IE, man. That's the way.
How'd you guys meet? Were you guys childhood friends or Instagram?
I'll take the torch on that one. I'm going to try to keep it in as brief as possible, but long time ago, after getting the camera and putting myself in situations to shoot at where I wanted to be, and it was like, you know, you can shoot anything from animals to flowers to your own fam, right? But I was doing a lot of concerts and like live shows, right? I was going to those as what I did after work or what I was driven by, right?
Yeah.
And then once I got a camera in the mix, then I knew where I would be scenarios. So long story short, I was meeting with certain artists and not meeting with them personally, but like, yo, J. Rue's in LA. I want to catch J. Rue the Damager. One Below's in Riverside. That's where it started. So Binary Star came to town. Shout out to them.
Dope.
Shout out to MC Life for throwing the show, Sunday Days and Vibes and all that. And it started with certain people meeting certain people led to us eventually meeting people, you know what I mean? And then each other. And turns out he was at my first venue, like actual venue that I got to shoot in. Everything else was kind of like, you know, I shot at a couple places, but let's just, you know, there's a spot in OC that observatory, of course, it's just a little hard to get in. You don't just get in, I guess. Your, and not to make it sound exclusive, but it's, they're a little more professional.
No, right? I know what you mean. Yeah.
That was and your first time shooting?
That was my first time shooting at a venue of that caliber, if you will.
You're with Andy, huh? That night?
Kind of. Yeah. Well, yeah, we mobbed together, right? Yeah.
Because you're talking about the Binary Star show.
Yes.
You were with Andy, and then I was with, Kiki.
Kiki and a couple other cats, right?
Kiki and my cousin Alex. And then that's the first time we met.
So he ended up, out of just natural fact that he was going to a show, that was the link. There was a couple similarity, commonality, whatever, and it was Binary Star. You know what I mean?
Right.
We were both going to the show. Thankfully, because of the work that I was trying to be around, I didn't even know MC Life at that time. This was like when we met. And he was like, I saw you doing your thing. Come to the next one. So I met him. The reason why I'm going so far back is because it was a vital stage. And I was like, wow. He's like, come to the next show. And I knew where the next one was. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah. I'm like, observatory? And
he's like, are you sure?
Yeah. And I've been there a million times, but it was like, not like this.
Yeah.
Like, you bring me? He's like, yeah, I'll get you in. And I'm like, I took that shit completely serious. You know what I mean? He was in the building. He was in the crowd. And we went with a mutual friend. I went with one dude, and they're all fam and friends from Yucaipa, right? So I met him that night that I kind of like met a threshold, you know what I mean? Or went to the next plateau, if you will. And it was a beautiful, dope ass night. The vibe was insane.
They were right there. Binary you were Star there. Was right in front of us.
So
man.
You get it. You were there. You felt that shit. That was an amazing.
So tell me more about that moment and that night. What stood out to you? Like, what made it so like amazing to you?
For me is because, well, first of all, One Below is an artist that One Below, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Binary Star, but One Below, of course, he's part of it. And okay. I grew up listening to the guy. Like I remember when I was going to community college, I would park at the farthest parking lot so I can listen to Binary Star on the way walking to my class.
Okay. Yeah.
I went to Crafton Hills College, and then the scenery there is nice. It's all, you know, there's a bunch of trees everywhere, so it's a cool, laid back, mellow walk.
You were able to unlock just from your walk.
Yeah,
that's tight.
Yeah, unlock from the. Dope. Did you rhyme that on purpose?
No, that's off the dome.
Unlock. Hey. Unlock to walk. What'd you say?
Unlock for unlock. Your walk.
Unlock to walk.
It's on the recording.
We got it.
We'll find
unlock
it.
Unlock to walk.
So yeah, man. I never really went to like. I mean, it's just cool. It's different when the artist is like, you get more connected when they're not too far from you. You know, you're right there.
Live
shows, festivals, you have to deal with a bunch of people. You're farther back and everything. This is more intimate, which is dope.
Definitely.
It was the first time.
Cool energy.
Because they have the room. There's like multiple rooms. It's one of those venues, and it was Constellation Room, which all these things lined up. Everything, like down to terminology, it was the Constellation Room. It's Binary Star. That's a phenomenon in space, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was so much shit that's around hard. It that was like, that was becoming recognizable for me to know where I was where I was going.
Yeah.
And so we didn't. That was the beginning of my journey, and you know, three plus years.
We never met.
He was there. No, we met, but was there.
Right.
And now here we are, a year later to today, almost a year later.
Well, after we met, we never hung out or anything like that. We never even kept. We just like met each other. Hey, what's up? Cool.
Yeah.
So we never.
This is the homie Johnny. This is the homie Sean. Boom.
Right.
Like that scenario.
But you guys had
at the Binary
that.
Star show. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah. We had mutual friends though.
Yeah.
We
Andy.
Had friends.
Shout out to Andy.
Yeah. Andy, man.
Andy, Kiki. Yeah. All
Andy
that.
Andy and Kiki were the people that were saying this.
When you guys showed up, did you guys have like your setup, your gear and stuff to take?
Just the camera. Like that's what he went as a fan. Yeah, I did too, but I went on a separate mission.
Dude, at the time, I wasn't shooting anything.
Did they give you guys a hard time about bringing cameras in?
No, that was the beauty of the generosity that MC Life reached out with me. So that was like day two of knowing MC Life at the time. You know what I mean? He saw me. I paid for a Binary Star show in my area, went to it, took my shit. They were open to it. They weren't sweating at that venue. Life, I just from being myself doing my shit or what I was trying to do, what I was creating, he saw me doing that and he was like, I saw you putting in work. Like from where I stand, you look like you're busy, bro.
You could have been there, just to see the show, but
I could have stood in the front, just went clack, clack, and that would have been it. Went home with a couple prints or something like that. The vision, like he's talking about walking from the parking lot to the music, like it was the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've seen shows from all different and I know what I'm holding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can get da da da. And I know the lighting, I can da da da. You know what I mean? And mind you, I didn't go to school for this shit. So really, it's all trial and error. Like, it was literally the genesis of what we've been trying to create together. So it was like, that's where that kind of started. So dope, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Good right. question.
Yeah.
And but it gets real fucking deep. Like I said, down to terminology, constellation room, binary star, nomadic motions, and MAC imagery. Wow. And
well, 2 years, like, it has been like 2 or 3 years from that day that the next time we met was at his event that he,
yes,
that he co-created or you know,
yeah,
set out.
Okay.
And that event was called EMAC Theory, right?
EMAC. EMAC. Yeah. I don't mean it. I just want to
EMAC Theory.
Yeah. Short for Immaculate.
It's EMAC. Right.
Yeah. Or right. People will say IMAC because it look, and you generally look at it, yeah. IMAC. But
so
yeah,
our mutual friends, Andy, the same guy he went to Binary Star with that particular night, mm-hmm, he hit us up, come through. Oh, Andy, our buddy, he's a musician also, man. Mm-hmm. Really. He plays in a rock band, heavy metal band. Great singer, dude. Awesome singer. So we went down there with all our friends from Yucaipa, everyone, you know, just to go support. And at the time, I was already getting into video, man. I was kind of tweaking up my skills. And, you know, I thought it would be a cool opportunity to start doing live shit, like live, you know, events. And why not my friends, you know?
Absolutely.
So, exactly. So I did a little promo video for that from that particular night. And then Sean ended up watching it. He liked it. And then he wanted to start. That was kind of the beginning of boom, our work.
That was next level.
That was our work. Because
I had, yeah, you know, as a one piece, I wanted to expand in some way. And I couldn't, like, not that I couldn't communicate it, but who else has a, not just an eye to make me sound like, you know, particularly yeah, an artist, but who can yourself, I conversate this kind of shit with? Yeah. You know, I mean, simple shit, like a beat maker to an MC.
Which anything, is rare, too, huh? Like we were saying earlier, like, you don't, especially in Yucaipa, you don't have that many people to talk too about these things, yeah, you know. All my yeah, friends are cool, but like one of them, like I'm probably the only one that does video. Mm-hmm. And you know, now mm-hmm, that I know Sean, you know, he's doing photos and videos, and also now I got someone to talk to about exactly, that and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that's what made that dope. You know what I mean? It was like I had seen something. He went to another show, a previous show. There's a connection there.
Which oh, we'll you're talk talking about Exile.
Exile and Surplus. Shout out Surplus, to them. Yeah. Shout out to Neighborhood Watch and shit. Neighborhood Watch. I just found out 2 nights ago that it was their show. I didn't know that was fucking them. You know what I mean? But you look like you want
to
say something.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah,
get it out.
I just wanted to say, did you guys have to look at each other's work to feel validated, or did you guys say just from meeting each other, or was like the work kind of lured you guys to each other?
In another way, if and not that validate isn't the main thing, but it wasn't the drive, but it was like or like what I was aiming for, but it was reassurance more so. It was like that's why Andy had been saying you got to meet Johnny. Like you and Johnny would be good friends, I think, because me and Andy are great friends.
Our buddy Geeky was saying the same thing to me, like, dude, you should meet Sean. Like you guys were definitely click. You guys, because I'd be having conversations with Geeky and he'd be like, dude, you should talk to Sean, man. You guys will have some great conversations. You know what I mean? And sometimes when you talk, I mean, they're not great conversation anymore, man. I fall asleep. And Geeky was wrong, man.
No, but someone else outside of you guys yeah, was seeing it, and yeah, they were already predicting that you guys would be a
it's like, it's like if you shout see some friends yeah, linking each other, that's what this is a product of, basically. Right, you know what I mean? Right. It was like, and it was, like I said, it was a no-brainer. It was easy math. It was like, oh, well, duh.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he was there that fucking night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now, because of the work that anybody does, he knows that I'm not playing any games, like, or that I am taking it serious, if you will. Yeah. Like,
but you do have
Sean. You have been doing this. You're not just trying to, hey, this is a good idea from starters, or trying to get something out of him. Like, I'm being truthful. Like, I want to get creative. How do you want to?
Yeah.
Know, I think you're dope, dog. Like, and that comes down to being picky. He yeah, had a flavor, yeah, bro.
Right.
I'm yeah, like, down. Like, this was cooking in his way.
Yeah.
And like, sure, he's using camera and doing certain motions, but I think I commented on he immortalized it.
You guys want to get into your next event?
Sure.
Yeah, Sean, dude.
Let's talk about, yeah, instead yeah, of past, let's talk about what's coming up. Yeah. We have an event that we were able to curate. It spawned naturally, however, which way you want to put it. But we took this opportunity to create an event for the area called Immaculate Theory. It's based, the name comes nice, from the company being MAC Imagery, brand, if you will, what I do, what we do. And with that opportunity, it was like, obviously, you're bringing this shit collectively. I didn't think of that. It was my buddy, and so shout out to him for allowing that to put the name into, you know, make it relate and shit and connect, build the connection. Immaculate Theory being that that shit was funny. The Immaculate Theory being like when we put this thing together, it wasn't a
oh, this is a metal show. Oh, this is a punk gig. Oh, hip hop only, please. You know what I mean? An opportunity was brought to me, and I knew other people that needed opportunities, if you will. So it was like, damn, Andy's holding it down on the mic. Hey, dude, would you be down to perform? Hey, Kay, you know, I haven't been able to give much back to you, but I have a spot. If you want to come perform, you can spread your demographic that way, finding where other people's values might have been and stuff like that. And then and because they shout out to them, they came together to make it happen. So what we did with that and how it matched and why it made sense with Immaculate being a theory, you know, we're going to bring this mixture of genres. This isn't just one thing. And it again, that wasn't even the mission. It's like, let's mix genres, yeah. Create something that's unheard of. Yeah. Like, nah, dude, it was like, this homie does this, the homegirl does that, that guy does this, and this dude does this. Could we mash it? So it was vital that we made sure that it worked, and it did.
And it did.
So it was that risk-taker thing, you know what I mean? It was a decision that we had to, like, calculate, like, yo, you think so? Yeah,
imagination. So tell me, what is it that worked about it? Did, like, were there people that coming up to you telling you that it worked, or how did you just see it from your point of view that, this worked?
I believed in it, like, at the core, and then once I started to apply and share the idea, and then it was feedback, you know what I mean? Okay. You think you want to do that? Yeah, that sounds cool. Like, all right, or even the doubt, you know what I mean, was like, oh, I don't know, man, because it's like, that's where, you know, having the drive with your friends and like, dude, don't think like that. Like, I've never done this, dude, but I know what's available to us. I know what kind of opportunity this is. And if you want to be, I don't want to put a term on it, but it's just a matter of recognizing that, like, this could change our lives, man. And if that's something that you claim that you want, put that shit to the test, dude. You want to be this musician, you want to be this painter, you want to be this whatever, and someone is giving you an opportunity. Now, not to subject, like, take all your opportunities. You know what opportunities that, if you're wise enough on your own shit, what you're going to apply and what you're going to dig into, right? But if it feels right, then do it. If it's something that, I mean, you trust me, we're homies, right? Yeah. Like, I wouldn't do that to you. Like, maybe not everybody has homies like that, but we know each other well enough that I wouldn't set you up, dog. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how it came together. I believed in him. I had to fucking basically sell it to him. But this is shit we've been talking about for years, bro. This is shit we drive on that we talk about on our drives to shows. And that's how it kind of, it came together.
And why not, man?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why not try it out? I mean, do these kinds of moves and take action, strategic action, of course. And by the way, this Sean did, I mean, that the first EMAC theory, he pretty much put everything together. I know he's saying we, but I just went for support and everything. This next one, same thing, he's putting all the work, and I'm helping him with ideas and things like that. So props to Sean, because it's
that's cool.
No one really knows how to put an event, you know, like, so he did the homework to do all that stuff, and it's the second one now. Who knows how many
What day is that event?
That's on Friday, June 7th. It's right around the corner. Ooh, so that's sure something that we've been in motion for. Again, that's where it, him and I started building. It's like, hey, man, you really captured what I imagine. Shout out to you, dog. You know, shout out to Johnny for coming through, man. And naturally doing his thing. Again, everybody just bringing what they did to the table, doing what they love, whatever. And it was support that brought it together, if that answers your question, too. What he's saying, like, yeah, we couldn't have done it without Sean or whatever. I couldn't have done it without Rambo. And we would not have had a show had, you know, these supporters came through for their people. And that's what was dope. It ended up kind of being like a private event. It was just, we all fairly know each other, or we're all each other's family or friends.
Very intimate, too. Like, we were talking about, like, the small shows. You know, you're going to be right there on the stage, dude. And you're right there looking at him, be comfortable. There's enough space. It depends who you know, the amount of people that come in. But you're still right there.
It was still public, too. The bar lounge is not. It's open for everybody, dude. Yeah. Like, that we didn't subject it to, like, you can't come through if you ain't down with this, or you need to get a ticket. Like, the Bart Lounge is a free spot. Like, unless we wanted to create an event, that's one thing. But, like, I mean, that does that, like, buying tickets for it, and you can only get in on that aspect, then cool. But this was this is what happens daily here. This is our version. Yeah. So if you come through, if you're in the area, come through. You know what I mean? If this is your favorite spot, then why wouldn't you be here? And guess what? Like, there's people that haven't been here. Now we're opening. They're coming through new doors and like, damn, they'll never forget this place now from this event. This is so.
Yeah. If anyone wants to see like a little, just to try to see the vibe that from the first EMAC theory, just go to, you know, Sean's page, EMAC IMAC on Instagram. I don't know if you want to shout that out.
Yeah, IMAC Imagery, and it gets confused a lot. It's 1M4K, one letter M. Number one letter M, number four letter K. And it's short for IMAC. Yeah.
And it should be on there. IMAC same imagery. Thing on my Instagram.
It'll get tagged, you know what I mean? Yeah. We'll share it like that. But and then Nomadic Motions, too. So Nomadic you can find Motions. It on either of us. And anybody we collaborated with, anybody... Right. It spirals out, and shout out to everybody for making that happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it gets reposted, and people share mm-hmm. love that way. And
mm-hmm. So any of them that you way. Fuck with, like, you'll see their version. Maybe they have footage that we didn't do because they did it from their cell phones. You know what right. I mean? So there's a lot of ways you can find it. It's definitely there. Just do some research.
Cause. Right. No, and yeah. we're trying to put, like, a team together, a media team as well, to cover the event. Obviously, promos, artists, thanks. Painters.
Do it yourself, you know what I mean?
Stuff like that. So
this is what we do. So DIY. we apply what we do to our event. Like, I'm not sitting there with the drink in hand. I mean, I might get a drink and shit, but I mean, I'm going to, why would I not be shooting at something I helped create? Even, yep. You know what I mean? Like, I go out there and do it. I want to get, right. now this is my friend. That's even more important. Like, a lot of cats might have that. You go shoot Wu-Tang. There's endless fucking pictures of them, dude. And it's cool if you have that. I would love that. I have those as well, but this is my boy Andy, and I got to capture him in my, I got to capture his essence in my, you know, with my flavor. You know what I mean? Right. So that's the important part. Like,
that's dope.
You have to recognize that in your own thing. Don't think you can just kick your feet up. Like, I'm here to, you know, we're having fun, and this is the event. We're here to hang and mingle and network and all that, but we're still working. I right. am. I know they are too, you know?
Right,
so
right.
that was the thing is, that I think a lot of people, I don't want to say don't respect this, don't get me wrong, but you know what we do is an attribute to the culture and to the elements that are creative elements, that let's just say even hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, DJ, MC, check it out, man. You got in my perspective, you got the DJ here, right? He's not DJing for free, dog. And I'm not even trying to get into money, but I'm just saying respect that the MC came through to help push this. And guess what? The MC is not taking pictures tonight. He's doing his job. You know what I mean? The DJ's not MCing. Well, they do that, but don't get me, you know, he's not taking pictures either. Yeah. I am. So therefore, I'm an element that's keeping, I'm an attribute that's keeping the element moving with you guys. Part of culture, for sure. Yeah, wind, fire, water, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we had to do for ourselves even. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel right to say, hey, man, you come and do that while I monitor, you know what I'm saying, my event. It's like, oh, hell yeah, I see an opportunity to capture this way, and I'm going to go do that. I'm going right. to apply my element right. to this. And this is because it's literally creation, dude. We're literally, we debuted an event that I don't want to say is the first of its kind. This is a whole world of what people are doing out there creatively, but that's the whole point, is taking action on how can you do it your way, you know what I mean? And
right.
And it was a smash, in my opinion. That's dream come true shit right there, if you will, and that's only the beginning.
Yeah, everyone had a great time, man. There's a lot of good feedback on
family. Like, so imagine something like you got to do an event, and like, yeah, a bunch of people came through. You had a really good event, really good turnout. But and then also it's like dope because your mom's in that crowd, your neighbors are in that crowd, your lady, anybody that obviously it's 21 and up, so anybody of age right, that can share this shit. but the thing is, we want it to be bigger. We want Immaculate Theory to be something that's like. Like what Flat Black's doing up on that top tier. We have a festival. We're bombing graffiti. We're selling records. We're taking pictures together. It all comes down to community, and that's what it was too. These fools came through. Exactly. They handled their business on stage. They pushed their music. But guess what? It wasn't just about music. So if we change the topic a little bit, we also had painters, tattoo artists that were also part of the lineup. So it becomes this bigger. And this isn't nothing new. If I can tip my hat, I knew it was possible because people were doing it at events that I went to.
Yeah.
So when I came back home, and again, I saw the opportunity, I'm like, not they're doing that, but shout out to my friends that are influencing me. Like, shout out to the people that let me into their venue. Shout out to the people that, like, let me come through and get to work in my aspect. And now that I'm over here, I'm like, this takes a lot to do, but man, like, why not provide what I love, and I will never forget that event that I went to. I can create that for you guys.
Why not bring that, you know, locally to mm-hmm. us around here?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be something new, or it doesn't have to be the first of its kind even. As long as what you're doing and how the way you flip it and mm-hmm. the style that you add to it, that's what makes it stand out. Mm-hmm. Like with my brother, he's looking to open up a gallery, right? There's tons of galleries all over the valley. expensive galleries. Like, you think of a gallery, you think of, like, super expensive art, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So with him, like, it wasn't really a challenge for him when he got the idea to do a gallery, because he's going to do it his own way. He's going to do it, you know what I mean? He's going to have artists in there that, you know, not to knock them down, but they probably can't get into, like, a gallery setting, like, the higher-end ones that easily. So he's, like, like I said, it doesn't have to be the first of its kind. It doesn't have to be new. Like, it just has to be different. You got to stand out.
Those high-end galleries, you have to have, like, there's a certain way to get in there or something. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sure. Yeah. Like from what I know about it,
everybody.
Like, from what I know about it, like, you gotta have, you know, a resume. You gotta have, like, you'll see some paintings sometimes. Yeah. Like, you'll see some paintings sometimes. It's like a brush stroke, right? And I'm not an artist. I don't really understand it, but it could be worth like
there's like
thousands of dollars, right? That we don't know. Like, I don't know why, but you gotta be like one of those established artists that sells their shit for like thousands of dollars just for that gallery to consider bringing you in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's one on El Paseo. Have you been to that one?
Yeah, no, I haven't been to that one, but
it's crazy. They got some crazy art in there.
Yeah, and it's like super fancy, high end. Like, everybody in there's all dressed up,
right?
And like, it's just like, you know, like, my brother walks in, he probably doesn't look like he belongs in a gallery like that, you know what I mean? See, he wants to do his own version, create his own lane, and he has a network of artists that he knows, and that's who he's going to be bringing in to kind of display their art and have like that feel of like, I'm in a fucking gallery.
They have the a platform to express or to show their art now instead of, you know.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't have to be new or the first of its kind. Like, you threw an event. Sure, it wasn't the first one, but it's how you.
Yep. And I can actually testify to, I mean, shout out to Pete and Flat Black, because that's what it was too. It was knowing that we can do it locally, because that I already had my eye on them. Like, that's sweet as fuck. That, like, shout out to GCS and like Pomona, but that's out of my reach, dude. I can't go there all the time, you know what I mean? I wish I could. I got a lot of homies that are connected with them too. They got a really dope spot. They've moved a couple times too. I feel like they're keeping the elements alive in the culture and all that, but I'm like, damn, I don't have that, you know what I mean? And then boom, here's Flat Black. We do have that, like, okay. And knowing that he can do the things that he's done, and this is what I have, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I can do this much.
Uplifts one too.
Yeah, if we can talk that, you know, to his degree, then later on, then that's cool. Because that's possibility.
All of a sudden, your ideas don't sound as crazy or don't sound as far-fetched anymore. You see stuff like that, and you see people coming up like that, and you're like, wait a minute. I could achieve what I was thinking about doing. You know what I mean? Like, I had this idea, and you know what? Why not go and do it?
Your brain starts understanding. Your brain starts
Exactly. It's your brain, it together.
It's
your
heart. It's your spirit. It all starts to click, you know, and it's all in sync. It ain't, I'm not to knock what he's saying, but I just think it is that, like, you know, your brain might start triggering, but something about your heart moving that blood triggered your brain. It's deep, man. And you have to treat it that way. Let it be, you know, I'm not talking about emotionally based decisions. I'm just talking about when your intuition is fucking telling you something is what I kind of, what I think he's saying too. You know what I mean?
100. So, before we wrap this up, guys, you guys are dropping mad information, gems. It's beautiful to hear your perspective on everything that you guys are saying.
Definitely.
Thanks for allowing us to share, man.
We want to see if you guys have anything else to say before we wrap it up. You guys want to plug in whatever you guys want to plug?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, this is my first, you know, podcast interview, and I enjoyed it, man. Thanks for having us.
Had fun. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it was a cool experience, man. If anyone wants to see what I do, you know, you guys can check me out on Instagram. Nomadic Motions is my company name, my brand, I should say. And just look up Diligent_Nomad. You should be able to find me and check out my work. Check it out. If you guys dig it, go in there, show it some love. And then, you know, this is, you know.
And that's how people can reach you to, like, mm-hmm. do business with you and everything.
Business, yeah. If you guys just want to pop in there, say what's up, man. Hey, I like this, that. You go in there and show some love, man. I always write back, man. I appreciate people, you know, giving me feedback even on Instagram, and I always, you know, I take the time to say, mm-hmm. you know, thanks for showing the love, you know. So yeah, Instagram, Diligent Nomad, and that's where you'll find my work, my video work. So
it's all fresh too, like. It's not just to kiss ass up in here, but I fuck with Johnny for that very reason.
you're gonna see something that's pleasant to the you know, you're seeing his imagination. So I gotta speak for the dude too. You know what I mean? You're seeing what
you gotta work for that imagination, man. There's some things you in really my mind that do. There's some things in my mind that I want to do that my skills don't allow me yet.
You really do.
So my imagination is ahead.
That's the key word though. Yet.
Yet, yes, exactly. So I got to learn these skills in order to fulfill those ideas that I have, you know? So I'm always playing catch up with my imagination.
Yeah, when you're looking at these things, you're looking at, we're not only just brands, we're passions too, you know what I mean? You're looking at what we're moved by, what we like to do, what keeps us alive, what we put energy into. Like, don't get this shit twisted. We're not here to plug it. It's just like, if you enjoy it with us, right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And that's what leads to Immaculate Theory as right. well. And I had to recognize that, if I can be upfront on the mic too. It's like, I didn't go like, hey man, they're going to come. All right. If we build it, they will come. Well, yeah. But it's like, I have to really put work into this imagination. You know, that's how you manifest shit. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll just keep it basic with that. But what we want you guys to be able to come check out in the region of Cathedral City off 111 is we're going to have an event called Immaculate Theory at Bart Lounge. Check it out, pull them all up. They all got, everything's got a page for it. Well, Immaculate Theory is under my photography, but you know, you can see it. We'll be sharing with Bart. We got a dope lineup. I have met these guys personally, and some of them are actually people I met on the fly and got after a good conversation and understanding. It was like, I wanted to welcome some new people. So, we got Calisthetics. He's coming out of, I believe the LA area. So forgive me if I'm incorrect, but, he's got some dope shit that I, you know, you just have to come and listen for yourself.
Yeah,
man.
Come check it out. Just come hang check out, it man. Out. Bring Eli, your friends.
Eliah, the artist, a very dope singer, dope cadence and all that. Yeah. We got Jay Lynn. She's from the area. So is Eliah. So that was only right to get them to come through and share their music from where we are. That's what it's right. about. And then we have Ricochet from Bannon, California, who, if you like the ska rhythms, you like some reggae nice. And some punk rock, we got a horn section coming through. So, I mean, we're talking live instrumentation, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not laptops. I mean, and nothing, no disrespect, but people are going to be performing, physically Wonderful. Performing. Come and enjoy it.
Yeah, it should be nice. Bring your friends, tell people, just to, you know, it's a good vibe too.
Yeah.
Come down there, and the last one was everyone had a great time, you know. The
dope
Bart
environment.
Lounge is cool.
Bart Lounge has video games and like the big ass Jenga pool table. So Jenga. You're not just gonna come and just, hey, come and stand by the stage all night. Like, come and mingle, come network. It's an opportunity type right. of building type of event. There's gonna be artwork. There's music. And to me, the most important thing too is networking. So come through, meet people, you know, shake hands and shit. Enjoy yourselves.
Yep. Come through, guys.
We're in the desert. We're sitting in a little valley, and these guys are out of the desert, and we impacted them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and we reached out. It touched them.
Yeah.
And so I wonder who else is listening to this and what parts of the country, what other parts of the world people are like, hey, man, the Selected Series is out there. And these guys are going to be a bridge for us to, you know. I know you know a lot of people from the Inland Empire, but these guys know more people. And add those Simple people math. Together. Yeah, it's just like, well, just it keeps expanding. Yep. The web gets bigger.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing that I got out of everything is just the hustle that I see in both of you guys and how you guys trust each other.
It's exhausting, man.
Word, huh?
Like,
these guys are freaking...
like,
yeah, I thought I was on a level. These guys are on another level.
Yeah, and it's similar to us, but to see a different group like that and to see the dynamic that you guys have, like, you know, one's more energetic than the other, but the other one, you know, does this and does that, but at the same time, you guys are, like, the same. And still,
nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I like that. No, Sorry. for real.
Yeah, so. No, thank you for that feedback, because that's what I feel about. Sometimes I hope I'm not overbearing with the dude. You know what I mean? And I hope that I'm not imposing anything. But he's got a fresh element that I relate to. Yeah. But obviously, my element's a little bit different. So, and that's how things work. Don't expect your friends or the people you work with to all be identical.
Exactly.
You know, you guys are individuals.
Everyone
you know
has their piece in the puzzle. You know.
Yeah.
It's like what did we said earlier about the Avengers and shit like that.
No,
like,
yeah,
it's like that's dope.
It's real shit. So thank you guys.
I also want to give a shout out to all our friends that are seeing all this stuff coming up and are supporting us and are telling us how much we're influencing them. And we want to let them know that, like, whatever it is that they want to do or they want to put together themselves, like, we want to be a part of that too. So those that are listening and that are, you know, showing love, well, we're ready to show that love right back to you guys. So that's what I want to put that out there.
So, yeah, I just want to say, you know, we're extremely thankful, man, because, you know, this connection here started with a phone call between Sean and I that was about like an hour long, man. And from that, I even told him at the end of that conversation that, you know what, this is more than just a phone call. Like, this is way more than that. And like, us barely starting to communicate and bouncing all these ideas off is the start of something, man. And I can feel it and I already know it. And, likewise, you know, man, everything has been like super, like, what can I say? How can I say it? Like, everything has been organic. All the ideas, you know, that we've just touched on today were great. And it's enough, more than enough to like keep us going, with this. So with that, I just want to say, another reminder that, Immaculate Theory 2, Bart Lounge, Cathedral City, June 7th, show up to that and support, because, you know, there's something going on in the Valley that's like people need to be in tune with. And it's not your everyday thing anymore. And it's like, we're the adults now, and we're the ones setting standards for what's going on. At least that's what it feels like to us. It's keeping us empowered. And, you know, we want to keep going on and putting out good products. So,
and that's the message, is that it can be done. Before you close it out, just that's what you understand, that this isn't something that we're not acting like vets, man. We're putting in work to create it, but it can be done. Believe in yourself, believe in your friends, your fam, whatever, and go do it. Don't let shit stop you.
That's it.
Cool.
Sean, Johnny, thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
So on that end, we'll close out. Thank you guys again. Selected Series. Peace.
Peace.